Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
It's a great day to fall for everything on the Indie the Third Quiz Show, weaving together a mosaic of voices from the arts, pop culture, personal growth, and justice. How are ya? We're taking it on, yes indeed, the cultural cacophony in measured doses as we celebrate the new season. What's on TV? What are you obsessed with? I got a few on my list. New music, too. Sheryl Crow has a new album out. It is seminal. We'll dive in for a couple of samples. Bruce Springsteen has some great stuff out, and your autumnal favorites, including, of course, those Forgotten 45s, the autumn variety. Kind of feels a little nippy in my neck of the woods. How about you? We transition from fall to summer and back to fall again. And winter, if you're in Montana, but that's another whole story. We'll take on the cultural cacophony, of course, in measured doses, including the impeachment follies. Will his own big, fat, felonious lips finally sink 45's corrupt ship? We'll talk. Inspiration to action, Sean, shout-outs, too, and you in the mix. Listening live, it is Saturday, October 5th, 12 noon out west, 2 p.m. Central, 3 o'clock here in the East, number of motion 347-857-4505. Twitter, you know, 24/7, it's a live broad podcast. Jump in when it works for you at AB Writes. And if you got the social media memo and you're joining us for the live broadcast, you can also avail yourself of the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. It's all being held by the talented, tenacious TCS crew. We have Trudy and Aurora in the booth, raring to go, as always, and ML at headquarters. The show is brought to you in part by Dunkin'. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Indulge in their great seasonal beverages. The universe runs on Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy. It's time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy, and by our pals at PopNet, arts, culture, conversation, on air, online. They're up and running 24/7, and yes, they do indeed feature select editions of the Emmy, the Dark Quiz Show, and those robust roundtables. We went a few rounds with impeachment, etc., in the crazy week that was. Wow. Get whiplash. Every day there's something new and lots of it. So let's sit back and kick things open with some great new music, because, you know, everything may be broken, but we can put it back together again. This one from Sheryl Crow's new album called Threads. It's a great compendium of duets. Here she's joined with by Americana artist Jason Isbell, taking on that Bob Dylan classic on the Amy the Dark Quiz Show. Happy to have you aboard.
Token.
Amy Beth Arcalicio and Cheryl Crow, Jason Isbell, gritty version of a Bob Dylan classic, Everything is Broken. Good stuff. On the Amy Beth Arcalicio, that one from Cheryl Crow's latest album. She says it's her last official album, not her last music, but the last album she put together called Threads, a really phenomenal collection of duets that she's done with some great folks. And we'll sample another one or two as time permits this show and beyond, I believe, because it's some good stuff in there. Now, she says she's going to keep recording, but singles, because that's the way the whole internet, different distribution of how music goes these days, and she won't do more albums. But this is an inspired collection, whether it's her last or not. I'll tell you, I'm not sure if it will be, because sometimes putting together a collection makes sense, even if people do wind up purchasing one song at a time or listening the way they do now. It's a whole different ballgame, I guess, than when we were kids, but still, some good stuff, though, in any event. So, yeah, following what's going on in the impeachment follies, of course, we've been talking about this all week. It just is, it's mind-blowing, because every day there's a new development, or six, or seven, or ten. I mean, it's crazy stuff indeed. We've been talking about it on PopNet, some other outlets this past week. I know folks are engaged, and in some cases enraged by what's happening. So what's your take? Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself stumbling in on our pop-up weekend coffee clash Saturday, October 5th, I also have the PopNet chat box and the Facebook page for the live listeners. And Dom is on Facebook saying, hey, we need you every day. This impeachment thing is crazy and ever-changing. Can't do it every day, Dom, but I'm around. I'm pretty much on almost every day somewhere because of various commitments. So you never know where you'll find me, but I'm following it. I'm following it on social media, certainly joining you there. So hang in, as they say. Shelby, on the PopNet chat box also says, Pence is also involved. Watch out. On Twitter, Julia says it would be nice to wake up to a president that's not an embarrassment by using profanity and insulting American citizens on Twitter and any place else he can. Yeah. Beyond that, of course, the whole question is, are we normalizing what is going on? He pretty much admitted all the crimes, colluding in plain sight. And I think his theory is just admit stuff and do it in plain sight, and then people will think it's legit. And it works for about 35% to 40% of the American population, which is amazing to me that it's that big a swath that are under the Trump spell. And that's why the rest of us all have to jump on board and vote blue no matter who and support whoever it is. Now, he's selling up Biden because it looks like that probably won't be a happening thing with the apparently debunked ideas about what was going on with Biden's son. It doesn't look great. It looks swampy. I grant you that. He made a bunch of money, like a lot of folks do in politics, or a lot of folks' kids do in politics, but it still doesn't look good. On the other hand, people that are calling it foul on the Trumpian side, look at your own family and the nepotism that's going on there, as well as his own dirty dealing. But that's the name of the game for Trump. It's deflect, project, distract, all of that, and as I said, it does work for a swath of the country. It still does. He's still holding steady at that 35%, 40% margin, although it's interesting if you go by polling, and you know how I am about polling, but if you go by polling, the call for impeachment has ratcheted up. About 47% of folks would like to see at least the impeachment inquiry go forward, which is what I thought would happen, that the politics would catch up with the whole thing once the practice was put there. They had no choice, Congress, to do this. Politics be damned, whatever happens, because otherwise you're throwing out the Constitution and just never impeach anyone. If you can impeach Bill Clinton for what he did, this is so much more egregious. So they have to at least follow through with the inquiry and see where it leads. And Nancy Pelosi, as I've always said, I don't underestimate her. She is a steady hand, and she's a savvy poll. She knows what she's doing. She came out with that press conference with Adam Schiff, and she said the top of the line, which is what I called for, talk about walking and chewing gum at the same time, that you can indeed do legislation too. She talked about the prescription drug legislation they were pushing for. She talked about all the things they were trying to get, the gun background check laws. That was up front before she went into the impeachment inquiry. So they have to keep showing we're doing our job. We're doing what we're here to do, the bidding and the work for the American people. But we also have to do this because this is our constitutional duties. And by the way, they've already passed some legislation, which is sitting on Mitch McConnell's desk because he is a grim reaper and will not go forward in the Senate. So they have to keep pushing that. It's all about messaging. And one thing Donald Trump, and his, as horrible as he is, as dysfunctional as he may be, and the whole his whole administration may be, he's good at messaging. He's good at grabbing that message, harping on it, and reframing the narrative and using it and over again, repeating himself with certain phrases, no collusion, hoax, witch hunt. He uses those words, and his base believes it. They do, regardless, even if it comes out of his own words, own mouth. He says it, you hear him saying it in real time, and they still believe he's being framed. So the rest of us have to be wise to that, and we've got to be unified and behind whoever it may be. Now, for the first time in the polling, and again, it's early in the game, it looks like Elizabeth Warren is overtaking Joe Biden as a front runner. So Biden may be sullied. Is Elizabeth Warren too liberal? I don't know. But I also think we have a pretty deep bench. And I went under, you know, in terms of the fundraising, Biden slipped. Warren, Sanders, who is ailing and may or may not, you know, be able to continue. He's back. He got out of the hospital, thank goodness, and we wish him the best. And Mayor Pete Buttigieg were the top fundraisers. Now, Buttigieg has slipped in the polls over the last few months, but I wouldn't count him out. I wouldn't count him out. I wouldn't count Kamala Harris out, and I wouldn't count Cory Booker out or even Amy Klobuchar. Those folks are in the middle lane, I think. They're a little bit less considered less leftist than people like Warren and Sanders. And I don't know about Elizabeth Warren. She's so far, though. She won the summer, that's for sure, and she looks to be a happy campaigner. And maybe she can sell herself. She's a former Republican from Oklahoma. Maybe she can sell herself. She's got that spirit. She enjoys campaigning, so who knows? But some of her stances seem to be too left for a lot of folks, and that's where people get nervous about the middle of the country and the whole Electoral College. But we'll talk as we go. I have a feeling Uncle Joe may not make it as the nominee, but we don't know about that either. And I'm just saying, for those of us who know that Trump has got to go, we have to unify, and we have to be blue no matter who. Your take, Twitter, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. A lot of folks are saying, hey, Mike Pence, you know, Trump tried to throw Mike Pence under the bus, too, because if he's going down, he's taking Mike Pence with him. The question is, then, if Pence winds up being impeached, and, you know, it's not going to happen, let's face it. I mean, it's not going to be Trump and Pence, and they're both going to get kicked out and be convicted in the Senate. That will not happen. But it's unprecedented times, so who the heck knows? And then Nancy Pelosi is third in line. President Pelosi has an intriguing sound to it. It's the sound of Rush Limbaugh's head exploding. One thing I do know, we're going to see it all on TV. Here's a beauty from John Fogerty for Johnny Fever's Hangover. And Kelsey, thanks, guys, for chiming in. I'm Amy with Arkley Show.
There it is.
They sit at home to watch the show coming on the little screen. A man named Ike was in the White House, big black limousine. There were many shows to follow, from Hooter to Dootyville. Though I saw them all, I can't recall which cartoon was real. The coonskin cap, Yankee bat, the hound dog man's big start, the A-bomb fears, Annette had ears, I lusted in my heart. A young man from Boston that sailed the new frontier, and we watched the dream dead end in Dallas. They buried in a fence that year. I know it's true. Oh, so true. 'Cause I saw it on TV. We gathered round to hear the sound coming on. Took his all by the hand. It was time to laugh, time to sing, time to join the band. But all too soon, we hit the moon and covered up the sky. They built their bombs and aimed their guns, and still I don't know why. The dominoes tumbled and big business roars. Every night at six, they showed the pictures and counted up the score. prisoner of the fort. The light, he said, at the end of the tunnel was nothing but a burglar's toy. And them that was caught in the cover are all rich and free, but they chained my mind to an endless tomb when they took my only son from me. I know it's true, oh so true, 'cause I saw it.
Seriously wrong.
Wow, that was like a miracle.
One of those performances that I will never, ever forget.
We want you to have a great damn day.
That inspired me to be a better person.
Here's to the state of Richard Nixon. For underneath his borders, the devil draws no line. If you drag his muddy rivers, nameless bodies you will find. And the fat trees of the forest have been a thousand crimes. And the calendar's lying when it reads the present time. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the schools of Richard Nixon, where they're teaching all the children that they don't have to care. All the rudiments of hatred are present everywhere, and every single classroom is a factory of despair. Oh, there's nobody learning such a foreign word as fair. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the laws of Richard Nixon, where the wars are fought in secret, Pearl Harbor every day. He punishes with income tax that he don't have to pay, and he's tapping his own brother just to hear what he would say. But corruption can be classic in the Richard Nixon way. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the churches of Richard Nixon and Billy Graham, where the cross once made of silver now is caked with rust, and the Sunday morning sermons pander to their lust. All the fallen faith of Jesus is choking in the dust, and heaven only knows in which God they can trust. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of. And here's to the government of Richard Nixon. In the swamp of their bureaucracy, they're always bogging down, and criminals are posing as advisors to the crown. And they hope that no one sees the sights and no one hears the sound, and the speeches of the president are the ravings of a clown. Oh, here's to the land you've torn out the heart of. Richard Nixon, find yourself another country to be part of.
About a man gone wrong, or filling up his evil
the papers got the guts to call the man of the year a liar. To call the man of the year a liar. Hustling and bustling across the big green lawn, stomping through the famous rose garden. But every little rose turned up its pretty nose, saying you owe the earth a pardon. Saying you owe the earth a pardon. To the halls at night, turn every light switch on. You're searching for the room where you used to be the groom, but she's passed all her jewelry and gone. Yeah, she scoops out all the jewelry.
For all these years, still taking on the world and all its ills. Nasty Man, her ode to Donald Trump on the Amy Beth Arguey Show. Phil Oakes, here's to the state of Richard Nixon, and Trump and Nixon looking more and more alike every day, although I think Nixon was better than Trump, if you know what I'm saying. And I saw it on TV, John Fogerty, great song about, you know, the early days of television, or the days in the 50s and 60s. And, you know, back then, everybody had the same three networks pretty much, and PBS and maybe one UHF station. Now we're all splintered, which is great, more choices in some ways, but you got those silos where people can just go to their echo chambers. And conservative media has soaked up a swath of the American public, 30 to 40%, whatever that Trump base is, and they are swayed in this propaganda haze. It's as simple as that, or as complicated as that. So we'll see how it all plays out as we make our way through the cumbersome impeachment process and, of course, the tricky 2020 election. Trump could still win even with all the baggage, and that's why we have to keep that in mind as we go blue, no matter who. For those of us who know we've got to save the country, because this guy gets reelected or snatches the, however you want to put it, gets reinstated for another term, the democracy is already hanging by a thread. I don't think we're going to survive. We're going to be slouching towards dictatorship, which may be okay for some of these cultists. I don't know. Or people just take it for granted. They're kind of asleep at the wheel. It's kind of scary if you think about it. What's your take? Twitter is AB Wrights. Phone line 347-857-4505. Hey, Facebook page, PopNet chat box also open if you're joining us for the live broadcast on Saturday, October 5th. So what are you watching on TV these days? We need diversions, I mean, other than the news and all the cable shows. I'm kind of obsessed with Succession, which is the HBO drama in its second season about a family, sort of like the Murdoch family, I guess, that have this conservative media empire. And the family is Well, it's like The Sopranos, only worse. There's nobody to root for here at all. You talk about the anti-hero. The whole family is so dysfunctional. I guess you root for them in the sense that they're also damaged goods because of their upbringing. The kids are vying for the father's attention and vying to take over the company, and he plays bait and switch with them all the time. It's just, it's crazy. But I will tell you, the writing is impeccable, and the acting is sharp. But I don't know. It's hard. As Howie says on Twitter, it's hard not to watch. It's hard to watch Succession, but it's also hard not to. It's so good. Yeah, it's one of those phenomena. You just have to get into it, and you just can't get out. It's definitely a train wreck TV, but fascinating. Brian Cox is the patriarch. Logan Roy and the kids, Kiernan Culkin is a standout as Roman, but he's a pretty skeevy character. They're all strange. That's all I can say. Watch it, check it out, and see your take. If you're watching it, you know what I'm talking about. Twitter's AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PopNet chat box. What else are you watching? Also, I'm into The Affair, which is now in its fifth and final season, and I have to say I'm kind of underwhelmed with this season, but I'm in. I want to see how they wrap it up. They've got some strange things going on that I'm not so sure that work completely. There are a few other folks. Seems like a couple of people agree with me on that one. We just lost it. Here we go. Okay, Trudy. They move quickly, they do. Where's that one from Nicole? I don't know. We'll find it. We got a few things floating here, and they fly by. You got them locked in, and then they go by. We got a new one there. The Affair is good, but it's getting a little crazy and weird with some of the futuristic parts. I could live without that, so says Shinty. I agree. They have this section where one of the characters, Joni, who is the one of the characters that died, daughter grown up like 30-something years in the future, I think it's supposed to be, and they have some futuristic aspects, which are a little distracting. Anna Paquin plays the daughter. Carol says, the grown-up Joni is the most unlikable character I've seen on TV in years. Well, you're not watching Succession, I guess, then. She's not that unlikable, but it feels disjointed, it feels odd. But I'm still in, and I want to see how they wrap it up, because those of us who've watched it for all these seasons, you get into the characters and you want to see, and they're not completely likable either, but they're not unlikable, they're complicated. And I think I like complicated characters, too. Here's Nicole, who says, the Joni version of the episode sucks. I just can't get into the futuristic, bizarre storyline. Am I alone? Well, no, Nicole, I'm kind of on the same page with you. I'm kind of thinking it's a little strange, too. I don't know. But I am in, and I'm still watching. I love Young Sheldon, by the way, which is the Big Bang Theory prequel, spinoff, but it's a prequel when Sheldon is younger. And I never really watched the Big Bang Theory in Totem, but I just love this show. The acting is great. It's another one of those Chuck Lorre shows. He put together great casting. All the characters are great, including Zoe Perry, who is the mom, who happens to be Laurie Metcalf's daughter, real-life daughter, and Laurie Metcalf plays Sheldon's mom on Big Bang Theory, so that was kind of interesting. And she does look a lot like her. And Vinnie Potts plays the grandmother. It's just great. The kids are great. The young kid that plays Ian Armitage, who plays young Sheldon, is perfect. It's spot on and very funny. So that's a great one. That's recurring. It's, I think, third season, I guess, right? Good stuff. Indeed. And The Deuce on HBO is an interesting show. It's gritty. It's hardcore. Something horrible happened last week. I'm not giving it away. If you're watching it, don't want to give the spoiler. But it's too much gratuitous sex. And, of course, I mentioned that the other day to somebody, and they said, yeah, but it's about prostitution and pornography. What did you expect? I know. I get it. But on the other hand, for me, I could use a little less of that, but okay. Pinky on Twitter says, I gave up watching Meet the Press months ago, waiting until Chuck Todd is no longer on the program. I guess she's not a fan of Mr. Todd. I'm not sure why. A lot of folks don't like him. He's no Tim Russert, but he does okay. I don't know. Your take. Twitter is AB Wrights, phone line 347-857-4505. Lately, I don't sleep that much. I have insomnia, so I wind up sleeping with the television on when I do. Here's Billy Joel. Got it for you, Katie. On the Amy with Arkley Show.
Defenses. They never notice the staff gun in your hand until you're Somewhere else.
back on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show, and Petula Clark, a not-so-forgotten 45 for Brody, Don't Sleep in the Subway, and Sleeping with the Television On, from Billy Joel. So we talk TV obsessions, impeachment, etc. What's on your mind? Twitter is AB Writes. Phone line 347-857-4505, should you find yourself listening live to the live Saturday, October 5th, Coffee Clatch edition. Facebook page, Botnet chat box open as well. So have at us, whatever way works for you. The inspiration of action, challenge, success stories pouring in. Holly, Beth Page, Long Island, gets her nod today. She says, delving back into poetry and short stories, thank you for getting me going and reinventing myself with a reinvigorated creative spirit. The challenge and the journaling helps, so I appreciate it. Well, thank you, Holly. Keep going, please, and please keep us posted. Hey, if the inspiration to action challenge has worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out because you deserve it and you also spur other folks on. On the other hand, if you need a little creative kick in the keisters, we like to say, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one's on me. I'll give you a primer on the challenge, some other tips and tricks that can put you in a more creative mode. How about that? So reach out either way at the website. It's AmyBethArkowy, A-R-K-A-W-Y.com. Easy access via the Twitter feed. Give me a week or two to connect if you want a consultation, and we'll do it. And while you're there, you can peruse my stories, the Eliza Gordon mystery, some other goodies up for grabs. You can chime in, too, about your guest suggestions, big story, and forgotten 45 requests. It's a one-stop shop deal. We just don't have groceries, but mostly everything else at the website. It's AmyBethArkowy.com. So I want to say farewell to a couple of luminaries. Diane Carroll just passed away yesterday. Boy, what a groundbreaker she was, the first African-American to win an Emmy Award for a TV series. And Julia, she went on to do some great movies. Claudine particularly stands out in my mind. She was back on Dynasty. I mean, she was really a pretty enduring groundbreaker and an enduring talent for so many years. Passed away at the age of 84. And a couple of weeks ago, we haven't been here in a couple of weeks in this particular venue. We've been few other places, PopNet, et cetera, but Rick Ocasek, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame frontman for the Cars, passed away at the age of 75. And the Cars, you know, if you weren't around back in the 80s when MTV first launched, you might not know. You might think it's crazy that they actually played videos and the Cars were part of that. But they were indeed. Remember Rick Ocasek on the Amy Beth Arkowy Show.
Fell down. We'll be right back. I picked up pity for the sunshine. I left a good thing behind. Seemed all of our love was in vain. Now my baby's coming in on the Tucson train.
Western Stars that dropped over this summer, his solo collection. Going to do something with the E Street Band pretty soon, I believe. And hey, you just turned 70 last week. So guys, got plenty of time, going strong for sure. Keep going, Bruce. We love you. And you might think celebrating Rick Ocasek, who passed away at the age of 75. From the Cars, big part of my childhood, 70s and 80s. Big band, part of the big onslaught of MTV. Yeah, you might think I'm crazy, but they played videos back then. Honestly, they did. If you're around, you know I'm right. Good stuff. Let's go around the social media horn before we sash out of here. We were talking about TV. A lot of folks chiming in there. Leon says, yeah, I love Succession, but you're right. They are all unlikable. Good writing, good acting. It does a lot. Yeah, sure does. Ed says, good for you for making it through the deuce. I couldn't make it through season one. Trash TV is trash TV, even if it's on cable. To each his own. I like it, but I hear you. There's some issues with it, for sure. Betsy says, really down on This Is Us. The first episode of the season was lousy. Second one better, but dripping with saccharin. What's your take? Yeah, I was thrown by the first season. If you're watching This Is Us, the first episode of the season was a little disjointed because you didn't know who the heck these new characters were, so it was a little jarring. And, yeah, I'm still in, but I'm in and I'm out. Because I think they're a little heavy-handed, but I still kind of get sucked into it. But it does have its moments of saccharin. But the acting is good, the writing is good, and it's sentimental for sure. But it works on some level, so you got to take it as you find it, as they say. I am also enjoying Bluff City Law, though it's an NBC show, and I am loath to get involved in network shows because usually I bet on the wrong one, I fall in love with the show, and then they yank it. But we'll see. It's pretty interesting with Jimmy Smits as a lawyer, and his estranged daughter who's a lawyer comes back into the fold, and it's an intriguing network type of drama. We'll see. I haven't seen some of the other shows. But we'll keep an eye on it. Anything that you see and you like, please let us know. Keep us posted, of course, via social media. And don't forget, you can follow the Amy Beth Arkwright Show wherever you get your podcasts. So whether you're listening live or on podcasts, from iTunes to NetNow, Stitcher to Mixcloud, and all roads lead back to our website, amybetharkwright.com. RobertyNixon.com. We've got an intriguing guest coming up this Friday, a live show with Roberto Tejada. He's an author, a poet, a scholar, and he's going to talk about the politics and poetry of the other, folks who are marginalized in the Hispanic community, other communities in the Trumpian era. Do you feel more marginalized or more empowered, or maybe both? We'll tackle that a little bit coming up on Friday. That should be an intriguing conversation. So we'll have that as either live on Friday afternoon or on podcast, as they say. So thank you to the TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. And by the way, you can reach out via social media. Keep posted there. Friend me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at AB Writes, and our producer, Trudy, is at Radio Trudy. So there you go. We'll keep you updated as my comings and goings on PopNet and various other outlets throughout the week go. So there you have it. Hey, have yourself a great week. I hope whatever you do, wherever you go, you drive safe, you play nice, you dream big, and you come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. I'm going to leave you with another one from the Sheryl Crow album, Threads. This one, by the miracle of technology, they put together a duet with Johnny Cash. It's a beauty called Redemption Day on the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show. Take care. I love you all.
Those who've gone into rooms of grief and question wrong, but keep on killing. It's in the soul to feel such things, but weak to watch without speaking. An image often seen on television. Come leaders, come ye men of great, let us hear you pontificate. Your many virtues laid to waste, and we aren't listening. There is a train that's heading straight to heaven's gate, to heaven's gate. And on the way, child and man and woman wait, watch and wait for redemption day. It's buried in the countryside, hidden in the shells of night.
It's everywhere a baby cries. Freedom.